Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're holding today Laflamic Gimel. Yesterday, we brought. We have the member of Ula, Shita of Ula, that being b'mitzas, Ishma Bia, and he holds that it's going to be a chi of Malkus. He's a chi of Malkus. And that's the din that we have here. And the Gemara then asked the Kasha, and we have the case by the Mitzayra, of a Mitzayra that was, that became a Valkari. The finish of a Mitzayra is that even though, according to Ula, it's an Isra Bia Bemitzas, but as we know, he stands in the Shar Nikdar and he puts his behind us in. Normally, for a regular person to do that when he's Tabe, he's going to be Chayiv. It's going to be chayav to this or be a b'mitzas, but the Torah was about there a mitzvah to do that. And then let's say it's compounded by the fact that he became tamei, became a balkeri, where his case is, and became a tvul yayim even. So in that case, even though as a tvul yayim, he would be able to go through the harabayas, he'd be able to go through the esrus nashin, he'd be able to do that because even if it's usher, it's only usher min rabbanin. But he certainly would not be able to go into the Azari. But when Yom goes into the Azari, the Sechi of Chorus. And Avon P.K., the Gemara says, that if one is mutter, the other one will be mutter, and the Shaila is whether it's a tushdel to other cases, let's say there by Korban Pesach, where even though at Tzibur became Tomei Tumas space, and then they became, or Tumas Ziva, or maybe even the other way, the way the Gemara started off. They first became Tami Tumas Ziva, and as the Din of Tumas Ziva, there's no Din of Tumas Hutra B'tzibor or Tchuyim B'tzibor. The Hutra B'tzibor is Tam Mutter, and then Altera was Matter it. Tumas Tchuyim B'tzibor needs retweets. It's only Bachum where it's not Shaykh any other way. And the deal is whether or not we say Hal Vishtari Ishtari. Or, if it's clear, maybe it doesn't make any difference, whether or not it's nitcha. Once it's clear, it doesn't make any difference. And that's what, like the Svara that the Gemara said, the klal the tavaya svira lehu, so the Gemara is dealing with this din taking off from the din of bia b'mitzah shma bia, the way Ula said. And therefore, there's going to be a chiyum malchus. Interesting, remember, so for time being at least, Ula does not say anything about a chi of Karis. He says it's a chi of Malkus. Not to see whether or not he's mechalik between Karis and Malkus. The pashtus is that there would be no difference. If Bia b'mitzas is Shma Bia, then the pashtus will be a chi of Karis in the same way that there's going to be a din of Malkus. We'll see whether it's possible to be mechalik. So the Gemara then said, the Gemara slunged up the limud of, by Korban Pesach, people that are coming to my space and to my Ziva. And the Gemara says, maybe they could be Mechalik, Amalei Rava Adarab, Yivcha Mestabra, Mitzayra, as Heterahu. Maybe you could say, Lahoy Sharayim, Hoy Lahoy Sharayim, Adarab, by Korban Pesach, Tuma Tchuyu, Balichad Tchuyu, Balichad Tchuyu, maybe it doesn't make any difference. This is, of course, Nageya. I'm not going to elaborate on this, on the Rashba, Taisus and Yavamis, in the beginning of Yavamis and Daf Dalet. When we have a Svara of Tchia, whether or not you can add on other reasons that it should be Deicha. But whether we have a Svara, Mali Chad Lav, Mali Tu Lav, and for example, the din that we have, that an Asay is Deicha, a Los Asay, could be Deicha too laughing. We have Taisus with a Rashba and Yavamis at the beginning of Yavamis, whether or not an essay is able to be Deicha too laughing. The Altsnis Svara, Mali Chad Lav, Mali too laughing.
You have it by Tmura. You said that we have it by Tmura also.
Pardon me?
And by Tmura. By Tmura, the reason why we don't say it's
an Tmura is harder. Because why? Over there, the lav, there aren't too early two lavin. It's only a lav that applies by you, lo yamir, and then there's a lo yachalifenu. If you have lo yamir, then I have a lo yachlifenu, or the other way. You're not one person having both. The Gemara, that's the Gemara Tzmura with the Marsha. But that's a new thing. Ma'ali shtam, mechlal the tarvayu svira lehu. Tuma tchoye himit zibur. Et leima misaya lei. Now the Gemara comes in. A leima misaya lei. Leima misaya lei to whom? To Ula who says, me be mixa shma biya. And that's the Gemara that we have now in Daf Lamed Gimel. I should mention also, before we begin maybe, we had a machlekes before, when Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the din that we have, that smicha has to be done in the Azara. Rashi told us, the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, that is it bound up together with the din of taking the smicha shchita? Rav Chisda Abasti Yimcha, the Sabach, the Shochat, like we have at the very bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, remember we had, the Torah compares, equates smicha to shchita. It says, ba shchita b'tahirim, shchita has to be b'tahirim, Smicha b'tahirim. That room said, we said before, the shchita, does that have to be b'tahirim, really? A tabe is able to shecht as long as he does it with a sakin arucha. But here it says, he's saying, ma shchita b'tahirim, av smicha b'tahirim. Thinking about it, ma ishna shchita, why is he assuming, why is it that a shchita has to be, you're assuming that a shchita has to be with a tar? Why? Even though by Metzias, he can do it with a sakin arucha, Vaishna Shchita Diksiv Lifnei Hashem Tzmicha Nami Ksiv Lifnei Hashem. Not the Mepshin of Ayalei Mepshin of Ayalei Nesamech. Okay, fine. Shchita Nami Efsher the Omid Sakin Arucha Meshachit. And the Gemara, remember, says that it's probably in the Machlokes Shimon HaTimani, who holds that the Shchita cannot be outside the Azara, it has to be inside the Azara. That's how the Gemara is saying, even though by Metzius, he can do it really with a Sakin Aruch, where he's standing outside. And here comes Rashi before said, remember, the Gemara says, the Shachat is Ben HaBakar, the top Rashi, the Shachat is Ben HaBakar, Lifnei Hashem, became a demon. So here Rashi adds something. Shachar has been a bokar lifnei Hashem, became a demon and taken the smicha shchita, ain't smicha mibachutz. Therefore, there cannot be smicha mibachutz. Ushchita mibifnim. Ela af a smicha, you can't have it split. That the smicha should be in one place and the shchita should be in the other place. You can't have it. The shchita ain't smicha. You can't have the smicha on the outside. Ushchita mibifnim. Why? Ela af a smicha mibifnim. The ain't tame nitmas le'azara. And the tame, and here in our case, you can't have it therefore. So tame cannot go into the azara. Shchita ain't smicha mibachutz, ushchita mibifnim. You can't have different places. Ela af a smicha is bifnim, and therefore he has to be tahar. What are you going to do? You're going to have to go inside and make a tikkai take him, the smicha, the shchita. You can't do that, because he can't go in where he's tamei. Can't go in when he's tamei. I do it outside. You can't do it outside, because take him the smicha shchita. Rashi holds, what is the reason to say, when we say that the smicha has to be inside the azara, because otherwise, because we have to take him the smicha shchita. It's what to add, that the Rambam is not like this. When we look at the Rambam and Bias Migdash, it's what to add an akuda over here that we should all know. The Rambam and Bias Migdash comes, and the Rambam tells us We can get the Rambam.
What?
I think this is going to be a speed dish.
Well, what psak is Rebbe looking for?
The rabbi that he holds that smicha, the din of smicha, that the smicha has to be in the mikdash, and therefore he has to be tor. It has to be in a mikdash. The smicha cannot be done outside. The smicha has to be done inside the azara. Not like Rashi who holds that it's taken the smicha shchita, but because it's been din b'yetzim.
That's what the rabbi says. Rebbe, it's peri gimel. Halacha yud aleph for Maisa Kaban. Oh no, I have Gimel Yud Aleph in Maisa Kaban.
Yes, this is another one I want to say about that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm in Bias Migdash over here. Just one second. The Rabbah says the following. Uminayim. How do you know? She'ena. How do you know she'enu oived? Elohim came nichnas, unless he goes in. Amalim naga biyazara biyachayrei. Potter shneba. Tabe shenichnas lebigdash b'meizid. He has those dina. Then he says, no, made a mistake. No.
Because Rebbe, my Shekhoban is Gimel Tesvav.
Oh, it's a my Shekhoban. I'm looking at Bias Mikzas. I'm sorry, yes. Messed it up.
Is Rebbe talking about Bias Mikzas in Bias
Kuzvish? No. Bias Mikzas, we said, remember, yesterday I mentioned that he does not hold by Kula.
Right.
He does not hold by Kula. We hold, the whole thing we're going over here to be a Mikzas is Shema Bia.
But he doesn't.
The Rambam does not hold like that. The Rambam holds if a person sticks his hand into the Azara, he's chayav only makis mardus.
Right.
The Rambam says he's not going to be over the Daraisa. He does not hold by Kula, and the Ravid argues. The Ravid argues to that. That's one thing, and shows why he argues. But over here we have another that the Rambam says when he speaks about the din of the smicha. Gimel Yirav. Gimel Yirav. Let me see again. One second. I'm talking over here. I might have been Maisa Kabonis. Gimel Yirav. Yeah, the Rambam says. Eight signs there. Smicha cannot be done outside the Azara. Now, Rashi holds that it can. It's a side reason that it cannot be, because if he takes the Smicha Shrita, and therefore, the Etzem, intrinsically, it would be able to be done outside. But you Lamaisa, you can't have it. The Rambam does not hold Stava that Lamaisa, it's only Lamaisa, you can't have it. There's a din in Ilcha Smicha that demands that it has to be done inside the Azara. Lifnei Hashem. Ein Seinchen Elam Azara. Saba Chutz LaAzara. And what happens if he did it outside the Azara? Chutz La Chayzer V'Seimach B'Bifnim. He has to do another smicha. B'Mhayam Alakar B'Naimin B'Mchutz. They hit this Yado now. And let's say he was standing B'Chutz and he was hit this Yado Lifnim. The Saba, the Dievet, the Smicha is okay. The Smicha is okay. The Dievet, if he's standing outside, the Smicha is kosher. Provided, a little bit hard to do that, like the Gemara says. But alright, but if he does it on the inside, he could do that. That's called doing it bifnim. Let's say he did it, then it was a smicha. Here, bring against the Dwai, what do we have here? We got before we said, ain't smicha the korban of Seymour, except for two. Yeah, the Davis Alacha. But now he says, ain't Simchen Elabazara. Ain't Simchen Elabazara, like we have. And that's a separate din. It's a separate din. It has to be b'fnei Hashem, the etzem, not because of taking the smicha. Adarab, when he brings the halacha, taking the smicha shchita, he brings later. Later he brings the whole halacha of taking the smicha shchita, he brings it after that. Look at Lachi Yabez. Mach b'shit saim chen shechte. They take it, the smicha shchita.
It sounds like
the shechita
doesn't have to be
in
the
Shnei Hashem. Yeah, well, again, Ubamakim, Shesai, take it to the smicha shchita. Obviously, the halacha that he said before, you know, even before you know the din of taking the smicha shchita. That's not Rashi. Rashi would juxtapose these halachas. Rashi holds the whole din that he has to do it with him. It's only because of the taking of the smicha shchita. The rabbi says it before he even knows the din of taking the smicha shchita. Shachat b'mat l'macha sheshachat shchita sokshera v'smicha shiarei mitzvahi. Therefore, even with the evidence came. Yet, I don't elaborate on this because of Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah over here, and the sheet of the rabbi, but l'maisa, what we see here in the rabbi of l'chaira is, we have a fundamental machlokes. Rashi and the Rambam, in the din that smicha has to be bifnim. Like Rashi, it's a product of the din. It's a yotzei of the din of taking the smicha shchita. According to the Rambam, it's a halacha debetzim that has to be bifnei Hashem. You don't do it then, it won't work. Well, the Diavid actually, he says what? Rambam says, ein soim chenela ba'azara. Well, he says, saba chutz la'azara. What do you do? It's a do-over. Now, if you were standing on the outside and you did on the inside, then it would be able to work too, but that's only because that's the smicha. There's a problem that we have over here. Might as well say it already if we're talking already, which we should probably not be doing. But, ula is mechadish to us, the din that that Biyabah makes a Shema Biyah. We even said, maybe he's talking about a Chayyab Malkasad and Shalos by the Chayyab Karas. Why it is like that. But what we have over here is, if you didn't hold, and you don't hold, the way the Rambam holds, not like the right hand, and we hold Biyabah makes us a Shema Biyah. What is it? Only us are Tzmakas Baradus. Said the Rabbanan. How could it be? Let's even assume that he's not over the Yisr, the Chalkait of a Mingdash lo Savo. Why could it be? How's it any worse than if a person brought Tuma into the Mingdash? If a person brought the Sheretz into the Mingdash, let's say he didn't come in, but he threw it in. Person, let's say, brought it, let's say he never walked in. He maybe threw it in. What about Tavaris and Erevin? He brought a sheretz into the Mingdash. He's not Tabe. He's a Tohar who didn't touch the sheretz. He held it with stick or something. The person held a sheretz and he brought it into the Mingdash on a stick. Case like that. Here we have a case. The person brings Tuba into the Mingdash. He's also. If a person stuck his hand, his arm, into the Mikdash, how could that be potter? And in a case where he brought a shtick tuba into the Mikdash, there he's chayiv. Isn't a relation with Klal Masayim Bana? Isn't if a person brought, let's say he did not come in, he was tohar, didn't come in betuma, but he brought some tuba into the Mikdash. A person brought himself into the Mikdash, how could that be any different than if he brought a sheretz into the Mikdash? It's the problem. How could the rabbi come? If the rabbi comes, you bring a sheretz. Show us exactly what you bring in, like the Gemara and Soif Erevin brought what he brought in. Well, let's assume that he brings a Dover Tomei into the Mikdash, whereas Mechalakim, it's a type of tuba, which that shall tire of the mikveh or not. He brings, let's say, a dover that's tamei into the Mikdash. He's chayim, he's ever alav. No, if he brings himself into the Mikdash, he's also ever alav. The chayrus is number poshut. Avada, the terrorist mechadish another did that. If he comes in and he himself is tameh, he's even chayv chorus. But let's say he's not chayv chorus. It's not going to be any worse lechayra than if he would bring something into the mikdash. And therefore, how can the rabbim come and tell us? How could the rabbim come and tell us that the whole thing's only this and rabbanim? It's a problem. The problem, what this is, Claire, it's a problem. This. First, break this problem. I think it from, others, Achmadi, may ask discussion. Because I think Rav Chaim is a Chaim, Briskarab, may ask the Chaim the discussion. Why is it any different?
Why is it any different?
Reb David Soloveitchik is even on this discussion also, and I think he remains with the Tzarechi, if I'm assuming correctly. I think he remains with the Tzarechi. I don't know, we could be Mechalev. I think, Lanius Daiti, in Babisha technical ways. Let's say, for example, he brought it in, he came in, and he stuck his hand in, again, he stuck his hand in to a Derech Meshubash.
Right, so that's
part of it. He didn't come in the normal way to come in. Let's say he came in on his hands. I don't mean, he didn't need Derech Meshubash. He came in from a side way, not the way people normally go.
Well, let's say he
walked on his hands or something like that.
He walked backwards.
He pole vaulted over the wall. Is he chayv for Bias Migdash? No.
No.
He's not chayv there for Bias Migdash. He come in Derech Bian. Alright. So the Kiddush that we have over there, yeah, but that's a Shver because of the case of a Metzora.
Right.
Yeah, it's not talking that he came in. Where was he? He was standing by the Shar Nikdar, stuck his arm in, there's nothing over there, that should like in their fear. So the case, let's say, when we're talking about him at Sira, where under normal conditions he would be over the lava of Bia, only according to Ula. What do you mean even only according to Ula? Even if you don't know of Ula, if he was standing there and he stuck his arm in, whatever type of Bia you're talking about him at Sira, even without the din of Bia Vimitsa Shma Bia, he should still be able for bringing Tuma into the Mingdash. Akasha. Maybe we'll deal with this afterwards.
So why does he need a complete
what?
Why does he need a complete payment of Tuma?
Why does he have to have a complete what?
Complete payment of Tuma.
Chayfetz? Doesn't he have a complete payment of Tuma?
All thing is Tuma, not just a part of the thing that's part of it. Part of the thing is
Tuma. Part of the thing that's Tame is also Tame. No, I mean.
It is Tame.
He's not me, so he brought Tuma in.
Is the issue to bring in Tuma?
Yes. There's an issue to bring.
An issue to bring in a thing that's Tuma.
That's Tuma. That same thing. That doesn't make a difference. It's the same thing.
An arm of a sheretz is
the arm of a sheretz is also the same thing. You don't have to bring in a whole sheretz. Well, yeah. So wanted to mention this kasha at least.
Right.
When we're talking about the din of being the mitzvahs, whenever we're talking about the din of Bia B'mitzas, there's another aspect of that Tuma that we'd have to deal with also. That's A. Number two, I just also wanted to mention the machlokes we have by Smicha. So the Gemara says, back to Ulag, that Bia B'mitzas, Leiman Messiah. Call us Smicha Shehayu Shab. All the Smichas that we have, Karani Aleichem, take of the smicha shechita. Whenever there's a din of smicha, there has to be a din of takeif. Takeif the smicha shechita. Kutz mizu, except the smicha that we have by a mitzvah. Kol ha-smichas shehayushav. Kairani aleihem, there always has to be takeif the smicha shechita. You have to be in the same makayim, except over here. Hutz mizu over here when the mitzvah brings a carbon. Shahaisa bishar nikdar. Except this smicha. This smicha, he's standing in the shar nikdar and shayna mitzvah yachal chadish l'shom. And he can't come in there into the asari's tabay. The shar nikdar does not have kedushas asara. Ad shemazin alav midab chatos midab hashomu. He can't come in until they are mazin on him the dab chatos and dab hashom. The iyamre biyam beats us. So now, so how's he going to do it? The iyamre biyam beats us. Let's say you would hold biyam beats us loishma biyam. The Gemara holds that we have, this is an exception to the whole rule of taken with smicha shchita. He does not, where will he do, therefore when does he does the, when does he do the smicha? He does the smicha before he sends the behemah into the azara. So it's not taken. Right, the Gemara. If you're going to say biyam b'mitzas, it's loishma biya, he can do it right away, taken with smicha. What's he going to be doing? Lyle Yodei Melismach. That's a key in the din of taking. The second, right away, that he's going to, after right at the smicha, he does the shkita in the same way he normally does it. The only difference is that over there his whole body is inside, and over here his whole body is not inside. But so what? That's not a chasar to take it. The only time it's going to be a chasar to take it is if he'll do the smicha outside completely. But if he's doing it inside, it's a regular din of taking. Amar Rav Yosef, and he'll be able to do that. Again, if you're going to say biyam b'mitzvah, it's loishma biyam, let him put his hand in. Amar Rav Yosef, habadi Rav Yosef Rav Yehudi. It goes like him who holds the Omar. What is tzofen? Where he does the smicha. Remember the smicha he has to do with tzofen. We had a three-way machlaikas on the chof that we brought. What are the three places that three about the Amr behold, the three shitas that we hold the value of Makayim, the din of Tzofen, by Shchita, or for that matter, by Smicha? Either you do it right parallel to the Mizbeach, it's the wall by the northern wall of the Mizbeach, you draw two parallel lines. Two parallel lines from one corner, from one side of the Mizbeach, from the eastern part of the Mizbeach and the western side of the Mizbeach, and between the two parallel lines you do the Shechita, or else you even are able to extend it further west and do it by the Ulam, then between the Mizbeach, even then at the Ulam, or according to Rebbe, you're able to do it in the entire Azara, even the Makom Drisus Ragle Kahan and Makom Drisus Ragle Yisrael. You go all the way to the Shar Nikna, all the way to the eastern wall of the Azara. Those are three ways of what's called Tzofen. For Shechita of Shalom Kutche Kutche.
So you can have Tzofen Nikna Shar
Nikna. Yes, according to Rebbe, you can have that. And by the way, we pass it like Rebbe. Here it is. Hey, by the way, we pass the mic ready. We pass that the whole Azara is able to be considered suffered. But, wait. These questions. I'm going to read the Gemara first. What's it? The Amar of Yosef Habani. You know why we can't do that? It's going like Rabbi Yisrael. Who did he be Amar Merachit suffered? You can't do it like Rabbi. Rabbi says, Yerichanami, go all the way to the end of the Azara. But Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds you can't. You have, so how are you going to do it? You're not going to be able to do the smicha by putting your hand in. You do your hand in, that smicha is not going to work. You can't do it over there. You have to go all the way to the top of the banner ready you can't have. It's not going to be taken. The Eitzig Amarion is another way to do it. The Avid Pishmish, you'll construct. No, but the Avid Pishmish, you go and you'll put like a tunnel or a hallway. Peace base on the side, and you'll stick your hand in from there. Fainting about, what do you mean? So Tyson's like, yes, what do you mean? You go and you make your own construction. Not allowed to do that. Yeah, you can go do whatever you want. Come lefis, have tandis. Tyson says, you take a look, the lavic peace base. Hakobik sab, bahad, the masifin, aloir, the alo azaris. What do you mean? You're Bison. We had all the Gemaras of Shmuas. Then you go and you add, you go and you're Bison. How do you Bison on the Rishalayim? How do you Bison on the Azarnis? You have to have the Vua. I know. I know Hecha to Ekel the Meimar Krash Kachmadrash. Only the Bakum where you have a Bakum to Darshan. Willy-nilly, you can't just do what you want. You just say, yeah, there's a lot of people, and therefore it's time to make instruction. Let's go have a meeting, a board meeting. We'll see whether or not we want to add on to the building or not. No, not like that. You have to have it from a pasuk. Ki hahi like the Gemara Sukkot. But the Gemara Sukkot says they added the Mayday, by the Ezra's Nashim, that they went and they made bleachers and they added therefore there has to be some justification that we have, and therefore over here we don't have that. Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Maybe that's the justification. The fact by a mitzvah, you can't have some other way. So it needs beer somewhat. But Tosfos says, but over here, you know, over there, it's all Babish and the Pussing. Over here, it's something that, would have been around then. Tosfos says, Obiyu Kosher. The Hachanami, why don't you say it's like when they crush, Kach Medarish, like the Hachanami, Eilecha, Krah, Gadol Mizeh. Why don't you have a pasuk over here also? Because it says that he avid pishpish. The kaya mitzvah smicha. The rachman omar v'sabach. Why isn't that called tantamount? To as if you had a pasuk. L'mayna masek the smicha sasha b'tzair and love the araisa. We have a different thing. Or there's a way to be mechalik like we have. That maybe over here it's different. Time, we could be mechalik. And we could be mechalik to be this case and that case over there. I don't want to elaborate on that more because of time. But that's what Tosfos at least is bothered by. Why doesn't this itself line Krash Kach Medarish? Maybe he meant, originally maybe they should even make it like that because you know the Mitzvah. Because you know by the Mitzvah, inevitably it's going to take place. Why didn't they construct it during the time of Shlomo HaMelech the same way? Maybe in places even we could be asking. But here it says, Ikat di Amrei, Amr of Yosef, Kol ha-saymeh, the reason why they didn't want to do it like that, why is it that if you hold that being the mitzvah is a shma be, let's say lo shma be'er, why didn't they do it like that? You have an answer. What are you telling me for? That all smichas have to be taken, and this one does not have to be taken. But it could be taken, even if you hold beer and makes a shma beer. What are you going to do? Put your hand in, and therefore what? That's not smicha. It's not enough you stick your hand in. You have to put your weight in. My timer, call Kai Chai Boed and Hilkoch Laiefsha. You can't have that. If you do that, you're over being a bemitzas. Because you need Reisha Barubo. That's called being. If a person is over, for a person to be over, the din of coming into the Asara, Reisha Barubo is enough. That's because that's a din of Rubo Kukulo. He doesn't have to be the whole thing in, like he does by the Shechita, let's say, or the Kabbalah, right? The Gemara, we had the Gemara's before, remember, on Daf Chavav. We hope when he does the Avaida, we ask that why over there do you not have, let's say, by the case of, why don't you say Beruba Kukul over there, what? You need a mindset. We had like when you saw it, with Machalach, when you say Ruba Kukul, you don't say Ruba Kukul. But over here, in order to be over the Isser, you're the din of Rubo Kukulo. And if you do that, you're over the Isser. You're over the Isser. So what are you going to do? Smicha for that purpose, Vaiter? You say there's no way to do it. Therefore, the Gemara says, Vaitabakal Kaicha Boinen. Therefore, the Yesher, Vaikasam, Ikasavai, Smicha Sashapet Sera, Diaraisa. But take him, the Smicha Shita, Diaraisa. They're both things. What did the Torah tell you to do by a Mitzera? It told you, take him to the Smicha Shechita, we're assuming that that's a din d'oraisa, coming in. If you hold Smicha, the din of Smicha by the Hashem is a d'oraisa, and take him, everything is a d'oraisa. So what did the Torah tell you to do? The Torah told you to do it? Lu layam alismach. Why don't you just go in and do it? Aye, it's an Isra of Tuma. The Torah told you to do it. The whole thing is utra. What do you think the Torah is telling you to do? The Torah is telling you that normally you're not allowed to do it. And Terence says, go do smicha. How do you do smicha? Take on smicha shchina as a deraisa. This is a deraisa. See, Terence is not telling you to do something which is impossible. The Rachman Omer. Omer Abad Abar Rava, Gzeira, Enoch and Abi. He would be able to do a deraisa. But Gzeira Shemiyarba Bipsias. It's a Gzeira that maybe you'll go in too far. Rashi says, Xavier, you go in too far, you'll be barred at steps. Let's say you do that. Huh? Let's say Rashi says, Liyachar, Shesomach, Imichnas Psiya, Litzad Pnim, Yaisa, Mishahayat Sarev, Nimsa Adish Chorus. He's going to be Iva, Nimsa Chorus. Why will he be Chayat Chorus? For what? What Isser was he Iva if he added a Psiya? For example, who's a bigger Russia? A person who went into the Azar and Batuma 5 feet, or a person who went in 6 feet? Is one a bigger Russia than the other? Well, they both did the same thing. What difference does it make? He went in 5 feet, he went in 6 feet. Who's a, one's worse than the other, and they both did the same thing.
No, but he went in for what he had to do.
He went for what he had to do, so the issue of going in was hutra.
And he's coming, he has to go as fast as possible.
Yeah. So David is saying, I'll just translate it into it, I'll just, you're saying the translation, I'll say it in the Lashon HaKodesh, in the Talmudic vernacular. What David is saying, that he's not over the issue, he's saying the issue Shehiyah. The din is, not only, of course, is there a din of the Al-Migdash Le-Savo, but there's the din of Shehiyah. Let's say a person is there, and he's there too long. We had the Gemara of Shmuas. What happens if a person is in the Azara Bituma, and he could have gone out, and he didn't go out? He's Chayav Chatas, Bias Migdash. Al Tzias of Shehiyah. Remember the Gemara says, let's say he goes out, goes out the long way, but he ran. The amount of time that it normally would take him to go out, it took him the same amount of time, but he ran. but he did it the longer way. If he would have gone out quicker, he wouldn't have been either. He did the basic minimum that he would have. But then turns out the other way. Are we talking about an Isser Shehiyah? Are we talking about an Isser? That's remaining Bituma, or we're talking about how every step that a person makes, Bituma, it's a new Isser Bia. There's a difference between a person that goes in 5 feet and a person that goes in 6 feet. A person goes in 6 feet, there's more of a Bia into the Azara. There's more of an act of going in further into the Azara. Yeshlodu, on this. This is the Makuda. That we have to clear about over here. What's this thing with Yarba Bipsias? The Gemara assumes that it is. Rashi doesn't really elaborate on this, what the Isser is. We know that there are different Isurim from the Gemaras of Shmuas. Ikid the Amri Amarav Adamarav, another reason. Smichas Hashem Mitzayra Dioraisa. Good, very nice. The take of the Smicha the Shechita is love Dioraisa. Maybe that did is not a Dioraisa. Taken the smicha shchita, and therefore that already would, the Torah would not be matter. If you held, therefore the only way to do it is by stucking your hand in. But if you can do that, if you hold bia b'mitzah, so shma b'yeh, then that's not an eitzah. Therefore, the Gemara tells us, therefore he holds that it's an exception to the rule. And therefore, in this case, you don't say, take him the smicha l'shchita. And what do? You do the smicha by the shar nikdar. You do it outside, or if he has resnashim, it doesn't make a difference. And then you bring it in, and you don't do the smicha taketh. You don't do the smicha taketh. You do it before, as opposed to the way you normally do it. That's his answer. Smicha l'smicha derais, they don't love derais. May smith, anything like b'samach v'shochat. We have a hekesh. The smicha is b'tahayrim, and the shchita is b'tahayrim. Why is the smicha b'tahayrim? Again, Rashi learned, like we said before. The shmicha is b'tahirim because of the din of taking the shmicha shchita was done inside. The Rambam is not like that. Like we had the Rashi on top of Lamed Beis. See, the Rashi over here again, it says, take it, the Smicha Shchita, see the base way, faith the Rashi. You see the Rashi? Everybody have that? Some of which are Haida Samchidu, Krola Hekesha Samchidu. The Torah did not say, can you read about Smicha, but to Hiram, who Smicha, the Pshita Lanba, Smicha is Poshet, Iksiv, Lifnei Hashem. Because it says Lifnei Hashem, the Shchita, the Tzricha Shetahei Lifnim, and what is it that, of course, the shchita saying has to be lifnim? Should the taken the smicha shchita, tzarech shikadeis ha-saymech lifnim? That's why you have to go on the inside for taken the smicha shchita. That's all Rashi shchita. V'labayit v'labayit. V'labayit tamei mi mechutz v'lismach. Lifnim. That is the answer. Can it be done? Shemrei shem rubo mafas. He can't do that. Therefore, the Tameh is going to have to go outside, and he can't do that. This Rashi tells us that why is it that the smicha has to be on the inside? Because it's taken the smicha shchita. Okay, that's not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that thing because he has to be on the inside, because he has to be on the inside. Lifnei Hashem, that's it. Ma smicha b'tahirim, av shchita b'tahirim. The Yavin Lab there, I saw. Let's say you hold that taking the shmich, 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 zav, the araisa. No, so you have my tamei also. Let him do the shmicha before, and he'll do the shchita later. Because no, that's the take it, be the araisa. And therefore, what are you telling me? By a mitzvah, that's what he should do. What are you doing? Lahayel behegye. The wife said, let him go behegye into the thing and do it. What do you think? Never said that. Ela Epoch, Smecha, Smecha, Ela Epoch. Something about, Smecha is Hashem Mitzayra. Lab, dear Isa. That the Smecha of an Hashem Mitzayra is Lab, dear Isa. That way, oh, we do like that, then the whole apple cart is turned over. The take it, maybe we can say the take it, the Smecha Ashkita, dear Isa. So what do you mean? Let the Torah said that the Torah said you should go in and do it. Torah never said to do that. There's no din smicha b'chlal be d'araisa of an asha. Rashi over here smicha lam d'araisa k'sovar asfarim she'edu b'chlal ha'shabis treinu la'hafshir. It's coming onto us, not coming to be b'chaper, and therefore the din of smicha does not apply. It's already going to be toloi and a clear that there is and what the din of smicha is. For example, what is the aside of the din smicha? Is it aside in karbonis in general? For example, let's say I would ask a very silly question. Don't laugh. Okay? Let's say I would have to give you such a havin. How do you know that the asham of a mitzayra is like, well, on the Rosh Hashanah, I don't need a shechita. Maybe he doesn't need a shechita. Maybe an achira would be good enough. You know something? Maybe he doesn't even need a shechita. I don't know what to do with an Hashanah. That's a silly question. Right? Nobody's laughing. I don't know why, but that's the extent of my sense of humor. Why is it so funny? Or why do you think, why? Why would I think it's so funny? What do you think? A carbon? You can do bring a carbon without a shchita? Whoever heard of a carbon without a shchita? That has nothing with the fact that it's machapa or whether it's a mafshir. That's a klal of carbonis by definition. Every carbon needs a shchita. Every carbon needs kabbalas adam. Every carbon needs a shrika. The entertaining is that possibility. It's going to be, you tell me it's a carbon. And you're telling me that because it's not mechaper, it's only a machshir, it doesn't need a shechita. It's ridiculous. It's a half a minute, kind of a kashish that. It's silly.
Rebbe, it's a pasuk.
But,
I'm
on it. It could be like, well, why? I'm talking conceptually. Would the guy make any sense? No.
Okay.
But smicha is different. Smicha, the Gemara has the kasha by smicha. How do you know they eat smicha? Maybe he doesn't eat smicha. What do you mean? Why doesn't the same thing? Why doesn't he eat shechita? But smicha goes as part of a carbon.
Rashi answers.
But it's a klal of karbonis. Right. You have dalad avaydis or whatever it is. There is aktara. There also have everything that you have. Smicha is the same thing. Mashma from here that what?
But doesn't Rashi answer this, Rebbe?
Smicha is not a din in the seder of karbonis in general, like all the other avaydis.
You just a mitzvah?
Mashma that it's a din being used by an usha, that the Torah tells you it is a din of smicha. There's a din miyuchad when the Torah told you in the beginning of Vayikra. There's a din by an oila. You should know that an oila is an oila with all, of course, the standard of avaydis. And there's a chiddush haTorah. There's a din of smicha by a carbon oila. That makes it different. There's a din by an oila of kula kolio. Should know there's a din by an oila that it needs smicha. I don't know about such a din. Torah comes out and tells you that din by an oila. I don't know if there's such a din like that by a shlomo. I don't know if such a din like that by a tayder. Then Torah comes and tells it to you in a different place. By a shlomim? Fine, so be it. There's a chiddush by shlomim also. But it's not part of the standard din that we have. And the shaila is whether this is oiskahalten or not. Whether or not, and there's theorists, the gabi this din. Whether or not, I saw he's beyond, he's myrich on this nekuda. It's from the Rav also. The Rav has this deal. Whether or not, how do you look at the smicha? Is smicha part of the standard din of a carbon? Or there, it's not as part of the standard. I could entertain svaris and to say that maybe the whole thing doesn't apply by every, the din smicha does not apply to standard by the din by regular carbonus. Maybe it's different than the din that you have by regular carbonus. And from this Gemara, that Rashi comes and he says, Azaz svara, it would be mashma that it's not in the standard karbonis. There's a reason to be mechalik. Between an osham that's mechaper, as opposed to an osham that's masher, not an osham that's mechaper. And Ravina Omar, with Indian Halkis Itmar, comes Ravina and he tells us, that which Ula says, Bia b'mitza seshma bia, is not negev chiv karas. It's only what's the Gaya, the Chayim Balkis, because it's not a complete Bia. And therefore, what? Therefore, if it's not complete Bia, therefore, it would seem to be that what? You're going to tell me that it's not going to be Shmer if you're going to be asking on this. That we, what, that which we have. Avida Malkis, Itma Rashi over here tells us, Lady Malkis Amra, Mita Kokinika Amar, Laika Behad Yavalo Lady Karis. That you should ask a kasha, the Toisvei Mitzayra Shara Kari. That you're going to ask a kasha from a Mitzayra that saw Kari. The Chi Iskish Biel in a Gia. Where is there that, where was the Tarabakish Biel in a Gia? Liazharis, who can exceed Lysavo. Abel Einish Lo Iskish, you're assuming. The Ain Einish Bin a Gia. There is no Einish. That's what are we saying? There's a hekish. But over there is no chayv karas by Nagiyan. Nochamo. Chayiskish biel and Nagiyan. Where is it that there was an ista hekish? A bia to Nagiyan. That you said the azhara. But not the gabi of kinik sin, lo savo. There's a din like savo. There's a din of migdash like savo. Avalayoin is lo iskish. It's only over there that's going to be a chayv karas. The Ein Einish Bin Egea, and therefore, that then is not going to apply. Ravina Amar Lady and Malkis Itmar, and Tysus comes, and he tells us, Perish Makutris, Havalo Lady and Chorus, you should ask a Mitzayra Shara Kari, a Mitzayra that sees Kari, whether or not you can do that or not, by a Mitzayra that sees a Kari, therefore, what will happen? You have a problem, how is he going to be able to do it? So what's the answer to this? Oh, God, so Zayin and Echadami. So no chayv karas. Okay, mask and no chayv karas. It's a lot. What? What did you say again? Was it lav shesh bakar? But even if it's a regular lav, so what? Let's say it's a regular lav. Now what? You have no problem now with the mitzvah doing it because of the assay. But now we have problems. I mean, it's not biyidna. What happens to that? That's not biyidna. All the problems. That's what Tosfos addresses over here. What's it make it any better? That's only mafsanat karis. What's it make it any better? The nature of the chayim, the kati ikal hakshi. It's both. It's an assay and a loisa assay. Lav the nikiyim the mitzas the tamei yir the rabbis tful yoyin. So the tamei yir to masavo is an assay, and you're not allowed to go into the asara. So what happened to that? The yoyin kashalay the afilu lav greater hechidam. Even if it would be only a lav, it's not the yidna. Hechidachi like of the yidna the miyater lav lo mikayim assay. You're not mikayim the assay. So how are you doing it anyway? Yishlevin the Sheyesh Bo Karis. And Asay Sheyesh Bo Karis is more chaber. The Dachi Lukini Ashkan Beper Tam and Nishkan. The Abgat of Yab, Edesay Techalai Techa Asay. The Taima Logabe Esay, the Mitzayra, that it's more chaber because Shalom Tzayra, it's more chaber. The din is. Because the Esay of a Mitzayra is more chaber Shalom Bayis. The dachi asay afilu achilu dachi lo sasay mahadi asay. Tosfos comes out, he has to deal with this. But he's assuming, the Gemara is assuming that if it's an asay of a mitzayra, it will have the koyach that a regular asay would not have.
What do you mean by
shalom? Because he's also this Rav Tashma Shabita by a mitzayra. Therefore, the Gemara says, I'd like this. What now? There's I'm saving Akasha, because I'm going to say over Akasha the whole sugya, but I want to do the Gemara first. There's such a bomba Akasha, I'm containing myself to before I even ask it, because I have to do the Gemara first. Here the Gemara says, Lini Tomei Shadok, the Gemara says, it's only the Gabi Malkis, so that's the Chiddush that we have. Kyosa Ravan Amar Bava, Lini Tomei Shadok, the Koyne Shetmar. He says, in Yitame Shenoga Bekoyne Shitmar, that which we say, that there's Malkis, from what's Elul, Yitame Shenoga Rashi says, Lo Ayra Bim Mikhtaska, when he comes and he tells us, from the Pusik, there's a din of Bim Mikhtas, it's not even talking really about that concept, about the din of Bim Mikhtas, from that Pusik. We're talking about a din tamei shenoga b'kodesh itmar. Let's say you have a person that's tamei who touched a carbon, the itmar. Tamei shenoga b'kodesh. Yishlok shemar like Rabbi Yechonon Omar ain't like it. We have a machlokes. Do you get malchus or not? Yishlok shemar like why? The whole kodesh lo siga. What is kodesh that you're not allowed to touch? You touch a carbon and you're mitamei it. You're ever allowed. Rabbi Yechonon Omar, you don't get mal, because the pasuk's not even talking about that. Ain't I like it. Hahu betrumaksid. The whole kodesh lo siga is not even talking about a carbon, it's talking about truma. Mishlokish haikra. So we have a machlokes from Yechonon Mishlokish. Chol Kodesh Lo Siga. Is it talking about Kodesh or is it talking about, it's talking about Truma. Good, very strong, it's not Pusik. Lahachi Udiyasa. I may violate, don't you need the Pusik with Chol Kodesh Lo Siga to tell you about what is the word Siga? Not referring to touching. It's referring to eating. The Yitmar. We know before we start, the din is, let's get this clear, when we're learning, the din and say the kach. If a person, there are two ways for a tamei, two ways for a person that eats a carbon betuma. If the carbon itself, the busser, became tamei, and the tahar ate it, he's over what? A lav. not carbs. If a person ate basar carbon, which is tahar, but he is tabay, it's chiv karis. Karis is only betumas haguf. If it's tumas basar, then it's only a lav. Now, nima hazhara liyachol basar kaidish. Binayin, shlok shabar bachal kaidish lo siga. That's where he learns it out from. Person eats a carbon when he's tabay, bachalot kaidish lo siga. And therefore, let's say he would learn it like that. He's learning, it has nothing to do with touching. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Tayyam Tani Bardullah, Asya Tumasa Tumasa, Mi Bias Migdash, we have Xavier Shavu. From what? From Bias Migdash, nothing to do with it. Mala Hala and Onashvi, he's here. We have Xavier Shavu. Just like over there, when a person comes into the Migdash, there's a din of Allah Migdash for Savo. There's an Einish and an Azhara. The Einish is, of course, Chorus. The Azhara is the Azhara. Avkad Adash Vehisir. All right. So now what? Tomei Shinoga B'Kodesh. Tomei Shinoga B'Kodesh. So therefore, what do we have? You're using it. Chokodesh Lasiga. You need it, according to Rish Lakish, the Tomei the Yisra of Achila. So the Meir Chanani. Yeah, that's right. 100%. But there's a side. There's a side Yalfusa, a side lima that we have that says you're right, there's an Isser also about touching. Why what do we have? And Chanami, it's talking about Achila.
Both.
Because why the Torah is talking about Achilu? Why do they have to say the word Nagia? To tell you a side trip. The main thing is what we have, it's talking about the Hekish, the Kainish, the Namigdish Vasavo, and that's the Azhara that's Beferish. But there's Binafki Rachman and Beloshet Nagia tells you that then too, according to Rish Lakish. Tanikama say the Rish Lakish, Araya to Rish Lakish. That Bechal Kodesh Losiga, that we have two things from this bus. Bechal Kodesh Losiga Azhara La'aychal. By the way, we have a right to Rish Lakish. Atulayim Azhara La'aychal, wait a minute, but I get you. Tamulayim Bechal Kodesh Losiga Ma'amigdash Losafa. Ma'akish Kodesh Lamigdash. A mingdish davar, just like a mingdish is a davar, she yeshma, the tilas neshama. Just like mingdish has davar, she yeshma, the tilas neshama, because what? There's a chiv chorus. Af kaidish. Davish, af kaidish. What kind of kaidish could it possibly be we're talking about here? Eating. Eating, mitumisakul. Certainly not touching either. Avkaidish Navish Yeshba the Tilas Meshava. All right. The even Nageya, and we're talking only about Nageya. Tilas Meshava, nobody holds it going to be a Chiv Karis. Avkaidish Lasiga must be that we're talking about the Isser of Achila. So there are two things according to Rish Lakish. Even Nageya, Tilas Meshava, Beika, Ella Achila. Ella, we're talking about Achila, and that's what the Pasuk is talking about. What about according to Rabbi Yechonit? He didn't learn Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga, is that? How did he learn Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga? So remember Truma. He's talking about Truma. The Kati Bivayle, the Tabi Sheachal, Basar Kodesh Lo Today's Rika. Yeah, very nice. But there's another thing that we have. That a Kodesh Lo Today's Rika, the Yikmar, Tabi Sheachal, Basar Kodesh Lo Today's Rika. If a Tomei ate Basar Kodesh before Zrika, before it, that's it was Royal Achila for anybody. Mishloka Shomar Leika. Rabbi Yechon and Omar Eino Leika. Mishloka Shomar Leika because it says, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. Leishlo Lifnei Zrika, Leishlo Liachar Zrika. Rabbi Yechon and Omar Eino Leika. Why? Can a Tani Bardolo? Asya Tumaso, Because we have here not, because that din is not talking about that even. He's talking about truma. How do you know the whole din that if a tamei eats it, that he's chayev, that he's over the love? Like Barnum, we learn that from Xavier Shovel. Tasa tumasa tumasa. Because of ahu, liachas rika. Okay, lay makra. The kindish, my b'chol kindish, shmami no tarti. Shmami no tarti. Shmami no tarti. He says, even that somebody can have both of things that are able to be learned out from it. So we have the b'chol kindish losiga, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds that there are two things that come from this pasuk. We're talking about touching or eating. Rabbi Yechon holds that it's only talking about truma. The whole pasuk is talking about truma. There's a fundamental issue that I wanted to bring out. When we talk about the Gemara had the Kasha, what the Gemara over here was dealing with, or the whole Amid Aleph, is the Eitzah of how Amid Saira is able, let's assume that everything is derisive. What he would be able to do is, let him stick his hand in, and by that he'll be able to be the kayim, the din, of the smicha. He can do that. So the Gemara answers, no, he can't. Let's say the b'mitzvah is like shvabi, and that he should be able to do it. We can't that he can't do it. Maybe we should say again, home Easter me. Maybe we should say, because it needs kol kaychai. Maybe, what's the raisa, what's the rabbanin? All the answers that we have, why that's not an answer. But if we would have an Eitzah, he'd be able to do that. Now, I want to ask a very simple question that we have here. If he would stick his hand in, where would his hand be? Would it be in the tzofen, or would it not be in the tzofen? No, I'm assuming like Rebbe. No, I'm going like Rebbe. Rebbe holds that you're able to check the chatas in the eastern part of the Azara, in the northern part of the Tzofen. Of course, I mean, if you hold that, it's all the way up in front, where it's next to the Mizbeach, of course, not relevant. But I'm talking over here, it is relevant. But what we have over here is a very fundamental question in the definition of Tzofen. It's to the north. North of what? Northern, north of the Azara, this part of the Azara that's in the north, or you need the part of the Azara that's in the north of the Mizbeach. And here we have a Machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi on the Chaf tells us that whenever we talk about the Tzofen, we're talking about the northern part of the Azara. Let's say the Azara is 135 amos wide. You split that in half, and that half, which is towards the north, is eligible for the shechita. What is it? 135 divided by 2. 67. 7.5. So you have 67.5 amos on the northern part of the Azara. You split it, you draw a line from east to west, down the Azara, and the northern part of that 67.5 Amis is eligible. Okay, very good. Now, if you would be, how wide was the Shar Niknor? 10 Amis. 10 Amis. Alright, now, so let's say you'd be standing at the 10th Amma. It's 5 and 5. Let's say you would have...
The north side.
You think... That's 10 amos wide. Split in half, you have 5 in the south, 5 in the north, and it's in the middle. Mm-hmm. So you have 5 amos, of which you'd be able to have to stick his hand in and do the shechita. The Rambam holds, tzofen does not mean tzofen of the Azara. It means tzofen of the Mizbeah.
No.
Of the three shitas, the Rambam also, that's like Rebbe. You do it also the same way. But the Rambam holds, yeah, the Mizbeach was partially, the Mizbeach was 60.5 amos away from the northern wall. That means that the Rambam holds the northern wall of the Mizbeach was not until you have 74 Amis from the southern wall.
So then you couldn't do it.
Then you wouldn't be able to do that. Because if you would draw a parallel line from the court, not parallel, perpendicular, you would have that for the wall of Mizbeach, and you would draw a line all the way to the eastern wall of the Azara, what, where would the wall, would that line end? Beyond the Shar Niknor. Anything to the south of that parallel line, of that line that you drew, is not going to be toughened. Where would that line end? Down the line, 74 Amis, and 74 and a half, really. 74 and a half Amis away from the southern wall. And now what? So you have enough extra 2 Amis. The extra 2 Amis of where the wall's going to end. You're not going to be able, how are you going to do that? The only one that would be able to do that, maybe, is like Melchaboshim. Nobody else is going to be able to do that. Even not enough height, because of the southern, the northern wall is not going to coincide with any entrance to the Shar Niknor. How would you possibly be able to do that? The Rambam is a Pella Atum from this whole Gemara. Where did the Mizbeach start? In the south. But not up against the southern wall. How many Amis were there in the Azara before the at the tip of the Kevish even began? 12 Amis.
Yeah. 12 and a half.
12 Amis.
Yeah.
It's 12 Amis. So they have the 12 Amis. All right. Well, I'm going to have to, we'll have to stop over here.
Rabbi, I once did the math according to the Rambam, and I concluded that there are 7 Amis from the, on the northern side of the Mizbeach. That's can they get a Pesach?
I will say, I'm going to have to do this for again tomorrow.
But we have to do the math.
Well, it's getting earlier at 4:40. Okay. All right, 4:40. This is a fundamental question over here. It's Mamasha. A bumba atzum on the Rambam. How can maybe you can't and never does it come out? Going to the Rambam.
Maybe I think there are 7 Amis that comes out. That's the way I did it a long time ago.
When it's between the southern wall and the very beginning of the Mizbeach, right away you have 12. And then look, from then until the end of the day, you have 60 and a half.
62, right? Because there's the 30 and 30, 62, right? So the 7 Amis, can I get the Pesach? So you have 60.
Why do I have 60 and a half? You have the 30 of the Kevish, and then the
and I have 32. Yeah, 32.
62. So what do you have with? You have 12 Amis from the southern wall. You're running away. I have 72 and a half. All right, now, so that's when it starts, the very beginning of the Tzofet.
Right.
So through the parallel line to the eastern wall of the Azara. What do you have?
Right.
You're way beyond, you're beyond already. The Shar Niknor, Shar Niknor was not there.
Yeah.
Hell on.
Maybe I don't know, I'm going to do the math again. I have 7 Amis. That's what I always figured out.
Okay. You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.